from the Disciples with Microphones Podcast Network.
And from the Crystal's Vintage Network.
Brian, it's May.
Oh, thank you. Let me go fix the calendar on my desk.
Hey, Brian, it's May.
I know, I just changed the calendar on my desk. Did I miss anything?
Yeah, there were no Mary hymns.
Yeah, there was.
Yeah, where?
Concordia Laetitia.
Never heard of it.
It's Christus Vincit Anywhere! Episode 82! Monday, May 21st, 2007! And now, here's a, how they say, snarky host, Brian Michael Page! Let's party! Hello and welcome!
Ego sum Briani smica elis pagina. Today is Monday, May 21st, 2007. And where'd they get that opening theme from? I mean, Cinco de Mayo was like 2 weeks ago. Anyways, we're in the seventh week of Easter. Now, in the Tridentine calendar, this would also put us within the octave of Ascension. But since a lot of octaves were done away with, I think Christmas and Easter being the only ones left, I think only the Tridentine calendar at this point would have the octave of Ascension. Now, one of the things I like about living here in the Northeast is that we still celebrate Ascension on Thursday, 40 days after Easter. Otherwise, we'd be missing out on one of my favorite readings from the Acts of the Apostles that we did just yesterday, the martyrdom of St. Stephen. This poor guy's being stoned to death, and just before his death, his final prayer to the Lord is, Do not hold this sin against them. That's some very powerful stuff that you Westies and even the Canadians are missing out on. Now, I know a few Westies out there that, if they had their way, Ascension would be back to Thursday in their diocese. Now, today we're going to quell a sentimental myth that seems to lead to certain hymnody that gets requested at Mass.
Brian, it's May.
Just because it's May. But first, let's talk to them jungle screechers.
Feast of the week! Feast of the week!
Thank you, jungle screechers. We have an interesting week here, the seventh week of Easter. Let's take a look and see what saints we have here. Monday, optional memorial, St. Christopher Magellanes and his companions. Tuesday, optional memorial, St. Rita of Cascia. Wednesday and Thursday, Paschal Feria, or if you're in the Tridentine calendar, Feria in the octave of Ascension. Friday, three, count them, three optional memorials. You can pick between St. Bede the Venerable, St. Gregory the Seventh, Pope, and St. Mary Magdalene de Pazzi. And finally, Saturday, in the morning, obligatory memorial, St. Philip Neri, and in the evening, the Vigil of Pentecost. Don't forget to check out the New Advent website, www.newadvent.org, for great stories on these and other great feasts and saints.
Christus Vincit semi-live on the public transit bus.
Hello there. Seamus here. This really reeks, man. I have contractual obligations to fulfill. No motor vehicle to fulfill them with. Taxis cost too much. So I have to do the really embarrassing thing. Yeah, I gotta take a bus! Yeah, public transportation. Wouldn't be so bad if you didn't have to stop every other block. And some of the characters on this bus, whoa-wee! And I have double duty to boot because we have two different feasts to work with here. Ascension and the seventh Sunday of Easter. Well, anyways, here's the opening hymn for Ascension.
Oh,
first one of Hail the Day That Sees Him Rise, text by Charles Wesley, and the tune Landfair by Robert Williams. Now, the opening hymn for Sunday was Lord, You Give the Great Commission, which was a Jeffrey Rawthorn text with the tune Abbott's Lay by Cyril Vincent Taylor. The Gloria for both days was from Misa De Angelis. Now, here's the responsorial psalm for the Ascension. This'll knock your socks off.
God mounts his throne to shouts of joy. A blare of trumpets for the Lord. God mounts his throne to shouts of joy. A blare of trumpets for the Lord.
Oh, you shout to God with cries of gladness, for the Lord the Most High, the awesome, is the great King over all the earth.
God mounts his throne to shout of joy.
To shout of joy, a blare of trumpets for the Lord. Psalm 47. Guess who wrote it? Brian did it. I didn't think he had it in him. The psalm for Sunday was Psalm 97, with the Lord is King, the Most High over all the earth, and that was a simpler setting, Psalm tone 8G. The Alleluia for both days was from the Ophelia and Philia chant mode 2, with the verse sung to tone 2. Now, the offertory for Thursday, Lord, You Give the Great Commission. The offertory for Sunday, it all depends on what Mass you were at. If you were at the 10:30 Mass, it was God Mounts His Throne. If you were at any of the other Masses, you heard this.
Thank you. dancing and triumph evermore. Lift up your heart, lift up your voice, rejoice again, I say, rejoice. Come forth and sing your praise, the God of truth and love. When he hath first ascended, he took his seat above. Lift up your heart, lift up your voice,
Rejoice, the Lord is King, another Charles Wesley text. This time sent to the tune Darwall's 148 by John Darwall. Must be like his 148th song he ever wrote, I don't know. But anyways, liturgy of the Eucharist was the same for both days, using the Mass of the Bells, while the Sanctus, the Memorial Acclamations, the Amen and the Agnus Dei, and the English Lord's Prayer in the chant form. For communion, for Thursday, was This is the Feast of Victory, the festival canticle by Richard Hillert. For the Sunday Masses, it was this, a play of the first verse. Eucharist, text by William Turton, and the tune Unde et Memores by William Henry Monk. Now, there was also a Marian meditation on its Sunday Masses. For all the Masses except for the 10:30, you heard the Gregorian chant Mode 6 with Gina Chaley. Now, if you went to the 10:30 Mass, you heard this little gem.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Regina Kelly by Antonio Lotti. Wow. Now, finally, the recessional hymn for both Thursday and Sunday. We'll play this first verse.
Alleluia.
Rolling Hugh Pritchard.
Hey, that's the end of the line for you, boy.
Hey, who are you calling, boy?
Let's go. Get out of here.
Yeah.
You know, it could have been a lot worse, pal. You're lucky you didn't have to hitchhike.
We'll be back.
Welcome, everybody. This is Dr. Bill Thierfeld, a president of Belmont Abbey College, a two-time All-American, national champion, NCAA Division I coach, sports performance consultant to the pros, and your host of the Playing with Fire podcast. Please join me each week to learn more about the secrets of world-class performance and how to improve your game while living a life of virtue. Interviews with pro athletes, coaches, practical detailed sports performance tips, great music, and much more. So join me at ReclaimTheGame.com for the Playing with Fire podcast.
And now for a miscellaneous outburst.
Brian, it's May.
So what am I supposed to do, plant a garden or something? Sheesh.
A few years back, I can recall playing Mass, first weekend of May. This was a Tridentine Latin Mass, by the way. But I can recall this little old lady coming up to me after Mass with the following words.
Brian, it's May.
I think it was a hint that somewhere along the line, she wanted me to play some familiar Marian favorite. But in all actuality, I did do a Marian hymn that morning. The offertory was a chant called Concordi Laetitia. And yes, it was a hymn to Mary, and very common chant hymn for the Easter season. After all, we were still in Easter season. I don't remember exactly which Sunday it was. I think it was probably about the third, fourth Sunday of Easter. I don't know. But it's one of those hymns that tells how the joyful song has dispelled all sadness. Resurrection, destroying death. And at the end of each verse, there are two magic words. Virgo Maria. Now, the other Marian hymn most appropriate for the Easter season is Regina Caeli. Now, at Holy Ghost, we do two versions of Regina Caeli, the familiar Mode 6 chant setting for the congregation, and the Antonio Lotti setting for four-part choir. There's also a standard hymn in English, a metrical hymn called Be Joyful, Mary, Heavenly Queen, Regina Caeli Jubila, which is it's actually a paraphrase of the Regina Caeli. Now, my guess is the woman that exclaimed,
Brian, it's May,
was looking for something a little more devotional, perhaps more sentimental. Ave Maria, probably Schubert. Hail, Holy Queen and Throne Above, which is fine for Assumption. Immaculate Mary, all depends. It's a nice hymn, but not really an Easter hymn, or one of my worst nightmares, bring flowers of the rarest. Hail Mary, gentle woman, Thank God, no. Definitely wouldn't take place at a Tridentine Mass under any circumstance. Now let's see how the Sundays and feasts fall in May of this year. I actually have an old blog post with dates associating to 2001. But let's look at these dates. This is 2007. May 6th, first Sunday of the month, fifth Sunday of Easter. The word of the day is, love one another as I have loved you. May 13th, sixth Sunday of Easter. Not quite Pentecost, but there is this frequent mention of the Holy Spirit. It's also Mother's Day, a secular holiday. Now, secular holidays should never trump the Sundays. Stick with the theme of the Mass. Yeah, you want to approach a few mothers before and after Mass, say, hey, happy Mother's Day. They'll love it. Make their day. Absolutely. I'm all for it. But once you're at Mass, stick to the theme of the Mass. Many parishes may have a May crowning of the Blessed Mother, maybe a brief moment after communion or after Mass, or even a Marian procession. A Marian hymn there would be fine. But don't overcrowd an entire Mass with Marian hymns. The Mass of the day is about Jesus telling his disciples that the Holy Spirit will guide them. Peace I leave with you, he says. The ascension of our Lord Jesus Christ into heaven. In some dioceses, like over here, it was Thursday, May 17th. And in many of the West Coast dioceses, actually in most of the country now, it was yesterday, May 20th. One message board friend of mine ran into a snag with his liturgy committee. Now, one of the big fallbacks for me, here's a weakness for me, I would never trust a typical liturgy committee to pick hymns for the reason you're going to hear. Anyways, my good friend had posted that for the Ascension, his liturgy committee picked Hail, Holy Queen. Apparently, these people don't know the difference between Ascension and Assumption. This is Ascension, when Jesus goes to heaven. Assumption, when Mary goes to heaven, isn't until August 15th. But this doesn't surprise me that a typical liturgy committee, as clueless as they are, would pick something like this. I mean, Hail Holy Queen is a fine Marian hymn for the Assumption, not the Ascension. These folk need to get their feast straight before they pick any more hymns and destroy any more liturgies. Now, for those dioceses who celebrated Ascension last Thursday, yesterday, May 20th, was the seventh Sunday of Easter. Focus of the Mass still falls on the Ascension themes. Matter of fact, the first reading was the martyrdom of Stephen, one of my favorite passages from Acts. And the Gospel is Jesus praying that all may be one in him. And finally, next Sunday, the 27th, is Pentecost, the birth of the Church. Now, I'm not saying abolish Marian music altogether, but please, keep in mind the feast you celebrate on the day you celebrate it. This should still get top priority in your hymn picking. And now, here's our musical guest, Sarah Bauer.
You out. beloved, behold, my mother is your own. And so am I to you, your mother, it is true. And on this chain I wear each day, she hears me when I pray. When
And you just heard Sarah Bauer singing Mary's Got My Back. Remember last week when we played Paul Lisney's Joyful, Sorrowful, and Glorious, and we mentioned Mary's basic message in Fatima, pray the rosary daily. Yeah, that's it. Well, let me tell you something. You do that, Mary's got your back too. Hakuna Matata, mein Freund. Anyways, Sarah Bauer, courtesy of Podsafe, music.podshow.com, and you can check out her website at www.sarahbauer.com.
Don't touch that mouse.
Welcome to the iPadre Catholic Podcast. Interviews, stories, news, music, all things Catholic and then some. The iPadre Catholic Podcast. www.ipadre.net.
Now with Chantcast. And now for a miscellaneous outburst.
Brian! It's May.
Yeah? Tell Seamus.
Seamus, it's May.
Yeah, it's May, and I gotta take a bus.
And now, time for the good, the bad, and... the ugly. Brought to you by Feast of the Rant. Now playing at a diocese near you. Well, today we're gonna do a little... encore, good, bad, and ugly. This encore dates back to May 29th, 2006, episode 31 from way back from the old show. This is the Orphans Edition. Here we go.
The good. In the hymn, Alleluia, Sing to Jesus, the line is, Alleluia, not as orphans are we left in sorrow now. The bad. The Cary Landry banal ditty, Isaiah 49. The line is, I will not leave you orphans. I will never forget my own. The ugly. Strumming Isaiah 49 while sitting side saddle on a stockade fence.
Christos Vincit. Ego sum pianis Michaelis pagina, et hoc verbo ascripto. I'm Brian Michael Page, and I approve this message.
Get thee to Podcast Alley, or go to dig.com. Old Christus Vincit anywhere, says that snark with the facial hair. So let's vote for our podcast. If we don't win, that's okay. For it's one quick click of your mouse, vote for us today.
Hey, Brian Michael Page from Christus Vincit Anywhere.
Don't forget to give us that vote at Podcast Alley or go to dig.com and give us your dig. It's quick and easy and one or two easy steps. Also, don't forget to leave us some feedback at the message boards. Or it's one quick click of your mouse vote for us today. And while you're at it, please don't forget our friends over at
Disciples with Microphones. Individual podcasters united with a single goal: to live the new evangelization. Bringing truth to podcasting through shows such as these.
Welcome to the Weekly Roman Observer, our news commentary on the Holy Father's newspaper.
I'm Father Seraphim Bishoner, host of Catholic Under the Hood.
I am Father Stephen Cuyus, a Filipino missionary of the Sacred Heart.
My name is Greg Willett.
And I'm Jennifer.
And we welcome you once again to the Rosary Army Podcast.
This is Brian Noe from the Verbum Domini Podcast.
This is Michael Kreidler from the Breadcast.
Dick Loris, and welcome to Going Four. This is your host, George Lee.
Welcome to CatholicJukebox.com presents Catholic Rockers.
This is the Catholic Cast.
True Knights Combat Training. Podcasting for purity.
The Catholic Mormon Podcast. I'm Rob.
I'm Sarah.
My name is Lisa Marrero, and blessed to be Catholic.
DisciplesWithMicrophones.org. Baptize your earbuds.
Also, don't forget to vote at the Blogger's Choice Awards. Christos Vincit, the blog, is running in Best Religion Blog category. Christos Vincit Anywhere is running in the Best Podcast category. www.bloggerschoiceawards.com. We'll leave that link in the show notes anyways. I want to thank you all for joining me today. Tune in again next week for another hair-raising episode of Christos Vincit Anywhere. We might just do a new Lost 45. We haven't done that in quite some time. So far goes right, a new Lost 45. Until then, I'm Brian Michael Page. Peace.
God mounts his throne.
Christos Vincit is a member of Disciples with Microphones, the B Team, Ratzinger's Rottweilers, and the Christos Vincit Network. Hey, Seamus, isn't that your bus?
Yikes!